Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. What does God say? Be stalwart and intentional. As our courageous men's group at Grace Land O'Lakes campus is ramping up for a new semester, we welcomed many new attendees who felt God was calling them to get back to church, to seek a better relationship with Christ and with other men that they might walk with. There is a war going on in the spirit for their hearts and their souls. Some came in staggering, some limping, while others said, "Send me, Lord, I'm ready. Use me." It's a spiritual war. It's time to swing the sword of the Spirit. Take the battle to the mountain. Do not rest or ignore the problem, spiritually speaking. Pray. But whatever you do, speak to those battlegrounds in your life. Speak God's words is the way we take an offensive posture against the enemy. He says, "Take the high ground by standing on my word and my promises, and then you will be encouraged. Take someone with you in this battle. Don't fight alone." He has called us to be a part of an army, to use whatever God has given you. Yes, the bad and the good has made you who you are, and God has a very special plan for you and what and who you are, regardless of how insignificant you feel. God doesn't make seconds. If God could use a David to slay a giant with a slingshot, he can use me and you. If he can use David the adulterer and murderer after he repented to God, what did God say? God called him a man after his own heart. Well, then he can restore me too. He can use all of the bad and the good to tell a story that will one day glorify him and help others to not make the same mistakes. So I would tell you today, along with those new men who came out today to be a part, be transparent, teachable, and humble with your prayers with the new people you meet. I know this is hard for men, but know that it is God's way that you do not walk alone. For who will lift you up on those days you cannot walk steady and upright? Isaiah 41:10. Decide this day who you will obey. Joshua 24:15. Me or the apathy of the world. They say, "Don't worry, it's no big deal." I say, rise up and meet the enemy head on. Meet the problem in faith and certainty that I walk with you and my words are for you, not against you. Luke 21. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand. For I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. But I will be with you. Do not fear. Make time to talk to me daily. Drop whatever is required to make time for me, and I will more than restore the time and bless the work of your hands beyond what you could have done with that same time. Come walk with me, and I will refresh you, give you wisdom and peace for the day. Don't get distracted. Don't let the spirit of offense goad you into a wrong reaction. Don't let your fear be your guide, ever. Are you listening? Romans 12:19. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. We are often wronged and do wrong, and the most natural thing we do in our own way is get revenge. Or we say, "I will get justice. I will make this right." Or too often, we just run away and hide. But when we do that in our own power and according to our own desires, we fail to leave room for God's intervention or even perhaps the wrath of God. That means leaving room means letting go of our approach to spiritual battles and letting go of our need to respond to our emotions. God doesn't sanction that approach, and our emotions are unreliable. We must grow up and take God's approach by aligning our emotions underneath His authority and putting on His full army, His full armor. We must trust in His methodologies and timing, believing the battle belongs to the Lord, because it does. We must not take matters into our own hands. When we trust God, we pick up the sword of the Spirit rather than our own. He will use you. He will use what He has given to you. He has opened the door. Now walk through it and trust that His word will light your way. Take a friend with you and listen to what God is saying and what He's doing, because two are better than one. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.